Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Our Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Executive Presence, The Missing Link Between Merit and Success by Sylvia Ann Hewlett examines why strong performance alone often fails to translate into leadership advancement. Drawing on Hewlett's long-running research on talent, gender, and organizational culture, the book frames executive presence as a set of observable signals that shape how others assess readiness to lead. Rather than treating presence as an inborn charisma, it presents it as learnable and measurable, with practical guidance for professionals who feel overlooked despite solid results, Hewlett breaks the concept into core components, showing how communication, appearance, and gravitas influence credibility in high-stakes moments such as presentations, negotiations, crises, and promotion discussions. The book also explores how bias and workplace norms can distort perceptions of competence, especially for women and underrepresented groups, and offers strategies to navigate these realities without abandoning authenticity. Overall, it is positioned as a bridge between hard-earned merit and the social judgments that determine opportunity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining executive presence as a career accelerant. The book's central idea is that executive presence is the missing connector between doing excellent work and being recognized as leadership material. Hewlett treats presence as a set of perceptions others form quickly, often under uncertainty, when they decide who seems credible, capable, and ready for bigger responsibility. This matters because promotions and high-visibility assignments are not awarded purely on output. They are also based on confidence in how someone will represent the organization, handle ambiguity, and influence peers. The book emphasizes that executive presence is not a vague aura, but a combination of behaviors and signals that can be strengthened through deliberate practice. It also highlights that presence tends to become most visible at transition points, such as moving from individual contributor to manager or from functional expert to enterprise leader. In those moments, leaders look for cues that someone can scale, communicate beyond their specialty, and remain composed in difficult situations. By naming the phenomenon and breaking it into components, Hewlett gives readers a diagnostic lens. Instead of assuming they are being overlooked for mysterious reasons, they can identify what is being read into their communication style, their decision-making under pressure, and their ability to command a room. This reframing turns career advancement into a skill-building problem rather than a personal mystery. Secondly, gravitas, projecting confidence, judgment, and calm under pressure, a major portion of executive presence centers on gravitas, the quality that signals seriousness, depth, and trustworthiness. Hewlett discusses gravitas as more than being stern or formal. It is the combination of confidence, emotional steadiness, and sound judgment that makes others feel safe following your lead. Gravitas shows up in how you respond to challenging questions, how you handle conflict, and whether you can make decisions when information is incomplete. The book points out that many high performers undermine their own credibility through behaviors that read as anxious or reactive, such as over-explaining, interrupting, becoming defensive, or speaking with excessive qualifiers. It also suggests that gravitas can be built by developing clear points of view, preparing for high-stakes conversations, and practicing the ability to stay composed when challenged. Another angle is values-based leadership. Leaders with gravitas demonstrate consistency between what they say and what they do, creating a reputation for reliability. Hewlett also addresses how stereotypes can affect who is granted gravitas, particularly when assertiveness is interpreted differently across gender and cultural lines. The practical implication is that professionals should learn which habits make them appear less steady and replace them with techniques that communicate poise, strategic thinking, and maturity. In doing so, they increase the likelihood that their competence will be trusted at the next level. Thirdly, communication, clarity, brevity, and influence in high-stakes settings. The book treats communication as a core lever of executive presence because leadership often depends on the ability to shape decisions through words. Hewlett emphasizes that what distinguishes executive-level communication is not volume of information, but the ability to prioritize, frame, and deliver messages with clarity and authority. In meetings and presentations, leaders are expected to land a point quickly, connect it to business outcomes, and tailor it to the audience. The book highlights how even brilliant specialists can lose influence by diving too deep into details, burying recommendations, or failing to state a clear ask. It also explores verbal and nonverbal signals, such as pacing, tone, eye contact, and the confidence to pause, that affect how a message is received. Beyond presentations, communication includes how one contributes in group dynamics, speaking up early, synthesizing what others have said, and guiding discussion toward decisions rather than endless analysis. Hewlett also addresses the importance of storytelling and executive framing, turning complex work into a narrative about risks, trade-offs, and impact. readers are encouraged to practice concise updates, stronger openings, and decisive closes, especially in moments when senior leaders are forming impressions. The takeaway is that communication is not just a soft skill, it is the mechanism through which expertise becomes organizational influence and through which others decide you are ready for broader leadership. Fourthly, appearance and signaling, the role of polish and professional fit. Hewlett includes appearance as a component of executive presence because workplaces constantly interpret visual signals, fairly or unfairly, as shorthand for readiness and professionalism. The book does not reduce success to clothing or style. Instead, it argues that polish functions as a credibility cue, particularly in client-facing or high-visibility contexts. Appearance in this framework includes grooming, attire appropriate to the organization's norms, and an overall sense that you understand the environment you are operating in. The point is that leaders are often seen as representatives of a brand, and stakeholders may use appearance to infer attention to detail, judgment, and respect for the situation. Hewlett also acknowledges the uncomfortable reality that different groups may face tighter scrutiny, making the topic especially relevant for women and underrepresented professionals who can be penalized both for standing out and for blending in incorrectly. The practical guidance is to treat appearance as strategic rather than superficial. Learn the codes of your industry, observe what senior leaders wear in key moments, and choose a professional look that supports your authority instead of distracting from your message. In that sense, appearance becomes a controllable variable that helps ensure your competence is the focus. The broader lesson is about managing signals intentionally so that your work is not undermined by avoidable perception gaps. Lastly, building executive presence intentionally amid bias and organizational politics, a recurring theme is that executive presence is developed in a real-world environment shaped by bias, networks, and informal power. Hewlett connects presence to how organizations make decisions about leadership potential, often relying on subjective judgments and pattern matching. This can disadvantage people who do not fit traditional leadership prototypes, even when their results are strong. The book therefore encourages readers to take a proactive, strategic approach, solicit specific feedback on how you are perceived, identify the moments that matter most for reputation, and practice the behaviors that signal readiness at the next level. It also highlights the importance of sponsorship and visibility, since presence is not only what you are, but what influential people believe about your capacity. Readers are prompted to think about where they show up, how often they interact with decision makers, and whether they are associated with high-impact work. Another focus is authenticity with adaptability, maintaining a genuine style while still meeting the communication and leadership expectations of the culture you are in. Hewlett's approach implies that ignoring perception does not make it disappear. It simply allows others to define it for you. By treating executive presence as a set of skills that can be strengthened, professionals gain agency. They can navigate politics more effectively, reduce misinterpretation, and make sure their accomplishments translate into opportunities that match their capabilities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for ambitious professionals who consistently deliver results yet feel stalled when promotions, stretch roles, or leadership visibility are allocated. It is also valuable for managers, HR leaders, and mentors who want a clearer language for discussing readiness and for coaching talent without relying on vague impressions. The primary benefit is practical. It helps readers identify the specific signals that shape how leaders assess credibility and leadership potential, then provides a roadmap for improving those signals through intentional practice. By focusing on gravitas, communication, and appearance as observable behaviors, the book turns a frustrating career gap into concrete skills that can be developed. It is particularly useful for readers navigating bias or cultural mismatch because it acknowledges that perceptions are not always fair and still offers strategies to gain traction within existing systems. Compared with similar leadership or charisma books, Hewlett's work stands out for framing executive presence as a measurable, research-informed concept tied directly to advancement decisions rather than as a personality trait. It also balances personal development with organizational reality, addressing how visibility, sponsorship, and high-stakes moments affect outcomes. For readers who want their competence to translate into influence and opportunity, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Sylvia Ann Hewlett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.